Monday, December the 14th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another Procrastination Boo. I just got a reader comment from my Psychology Today blog. You can access that, of course, at procrastination.ca. But this reader had been reading my thoughts about Randy Pausch's wife. She had written about how she had to cope with Randy's impending death. You may remember that Randy wrote the book, The Last Lecture, when he gave a last lecture, but very few people hear about his wife, Jay, but in an interview with ABC News, she talked about the difficulty she had, of course, coping with Randy's terminal illness, and one of the things that she said was not helpful when a negative thought occurred to her, and here's what one reader wrote to me. Very helpful, thank you. Despite concerns expressed above, very helpful, thanks. You know, I know when it's time to acknowledge a genuine emotion, and I can make time for that. But in my life right now, there are a lot of extraneous feelings and thoughts that honestly just get in the way of moving forward when there are activities that I need to accomplish. I think this not helpful will be one of the tools that will help me to focus on the activity at hand and push onward, rather than focus on the negative thoughts that and the overwhelmness that those thoughts can foster. That's just so well put. In fact, that's what Jay was talking about, that sure, there's lots of places she could go that were negative and real. Like we're not trying to deny the facts that the emotions you may be having are real, but they're not helpful, and that you need to make a time and a space to deal with those emotions. This isn't an exercise in denial, but you can't wallow in them either or perseverate. And so that's why Jay's advice about something not being helpful is so very helpful, as this reader has pointed out. So thanks very much for that. It's a good reminder to all of us that, yeah, we're going to have all sorts of feelings that aren't very helpful. And we have to acknowledge it as that. This is not a helpful feeling. I can give you just the most mundane example from my everyday life dealing with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. Both of them at times will say they're not ready, of course, and we have to be ready because we have to get ready to work or get to daycare or all those sorts of things. And so when someone goes noodly and doesn't want to get the snowsuit on, of course, it's very frustrating. But those frustration, most emotions of frustrations are not helpful. And if I dwell on them and let them build, it just leads to an awful lot of tension, which, again, is not helpful. So instead, when I feel those feelings of frustration, I have to use Jay's advice and say, hey, this isn't helpful, and then focus on a way to make some fun here and focus on my child's feelings and not my own, because after all, I am the adult. Anyhow, more thoughts on procrastination, and there's more you can learn at procrastination.ca.